Yeah, Rashi says, keep doing over three times, Rashi says, because the monashach yotze, im rishon shel parhoya, v'sheni soyer yotze v'sheni v'shniya. You yotze read it the first two times. But the chsaron is maybe the rishon shel soyer, maybe the first cup was a dam of the soyer hoya. V'rehu kemoi she'enoi, and that doesn't help, k'tanya, par makev es a soyer. The par stops the soyer from being kosher. Is a man le yotze v'shniya v'shvishis. In such a case that the first cup you did was a dam of the soyer, so you'll be mekayim the mitzvah and avoid the soyerim with the second cup, and then coming back to the third cup again. The same thing you have to do in Hegel also. In such a case, you're right, in your case where you can't tell the difference, you have to do it three times. Right. The sarvoloi. Right. What's going to be if a little bit blood got mixed up together and a little bit didn't get? In other words, you start out with two cases. One's the dam of the par, one's the dam of the soyer. Now what happened was these two bloods a little bit mixed into a third cup, but you still have some in the original cup. You still know like some of this dam is vada the dam of the par. This dam also the dam of the soyer. But both these blood spilled over into a third kli. What do you do in such a case? So Horus Pasha, the Gemara says, Avad, what you have to do is use the first two kelim, that's all. Forget about this third kli, don't use it. Only use the first two. So Gemara says, Nisar v'loi, o miksas domim, loy nisar v'loi. Is pshita, we understand for sure, that ki yoyiv, mi vadoyin yoyiv. When you go now in the Heichel, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, do the Avodah, use the Vadoyim Dikkelim, use the first Kli that you know for sure is the Dam of the Par, and the second one you know for sure is the Dam of the Sawyer, and leave over the third Kli that got mixed up to. But my question is like this, Mi Yohanech Shirayim, but the question is the leftover blood now, that's in the third Kli. Again, you started out with two Kelim, one was the Dam of the Par, one was the Dam of the Sawyer. And now both these two kelim spilled off a little bit into a third kli. So this third kli now you don't use because we don't know that's mixed up blood. Avad, it's better to use these two kelim. This you know for sure is the dam of the power, and this you know for sure is the dam of the soyer. So you use these two kelim, not the third kli. But my shayla is though, the locher is, when you get finished doing all the avodas of the dam, if you have leftover blood in the kli, that's called shirayim. Leftover blood, the Torah says the mitzvah is, to spill it on the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin. That's what you do with the shirayim. Any leftover blood, the mitzvah is, take it and spill it on the mizbeach achitzin. So my question is, what's in this third kli now, does it have a halacha like shirayim, that you have to spill it on the mizbeach achitzin? The Gemara says, mi yohanech shirayim, heve, is this third kli called shirayim, leftover blood, on the yisoid azli, and the mitzvah would be, you have to put it by the yisoid of the mizbeach achitzin? I do, maybe dechuyin heavy. Maybe this dam is called dam dechuyin. The azli yama. You know what you do with it? You have to throw it into the yama. That's the stream of river of water that goes through the azara that cleans out the azara. So that's the question. What type of halacha does this third kli have now? Is it called dam like dochui that you can't use for the zrikas? So it's not called leftover blood. You can't spill it on the mizbech achitzrayim. You have to throw it to the Amma, to the river of water that's falling through the, going through the base of Migdish. Or is it called shirayim? So Rashi says, Miksas domim nesarvu, kigoyin shenishpach mishnei mizrokos atoich mizrok shlishi. Hey, from both these two kelim, it spilled off a little bit blood into the third kli, reker, an empty one. V'nishtaya ben b'chol echad b'yechad. And some was left over in each one of them. So pshitli the chiyoyev zatrashi matones mevadoyim yoyev mimash nishrim mizrokis. Pshita I use the kelim that avadai. That's the one I use for the zrikis. Miyo my shaydur is homi boilon. Hanas shinesavu vishlishi shirayim heavy. What's the din of the dam in this third cup now? So we say it's called leftover blood. Kilo lo nisarvu as if it wasn't mixed up. Uli yisoid mizbech achitzin azli. And the din then is you should pour it on the side, the foundation of the outside mizbeach, kiritznan, like we learned in the Gemara in Zvachim, that shirei hadam. What do we do with any leftover blood of the karbonis? Ho yishoyfech al yisoid marovi shemizbeach achitzin. The mitzvah is at least here the leftover dam of the chatoyis achitzin of the chatoyis apnimis. Halacha is you throw the leftover blood on the side, the foundation of the mizbeach achitzin by the marav side. That's one side, that this blood in the third keli is also called shirayim. I dilma maybe no, my doubt is like this. That Rashi dilma de chuyeninu. Hoyu v'yein matonis or rishonis. Nitimimenu, since you don't make the hazois from this third kli, the male is not called shirayim like leftover blood, because this blood was never right to be used. Therefore, it's like dochi, it's like thrown away. Uli amo shabiyazora mavias kol lichloch azora lanacha kidron azli. Then the mitzvah is like you throw any dirt you have in the mizbeah and the mizbeah semidish into this amo that cleans it out and brings it down to nacha kidron. So that's my sofik. What's the loch of the dam in this third kli now? Is it called shirayim or is it called dichli? The Gemara says, Hey tanich shirayim heve uli yisoid azli. I do, maybe no. The echuyin heavy. This dam is called dochuy. The azul yama, and the dam goes to the yama. That's the shailam. Is amara popas or popas like this? Afilu leman di yomar kois echod oisechaberi shirayim. Even according to man di yomar, it says one kois makes the other kois shirayim. We'll soon see what that means. Hani midi. When do I say that? Heichi di boy lemesev motzi yoyev. If you want to, you could use it. Aval hai. The boy lemeisav lemotzi yoyiv loy. In other words, a poker saying like this: that afil leman diyoma kois nechur oisach berish shirayim means like this. Let's say you make a shechita on an animal, a par, and there's so much dam coming out, and the mitzvah is to carry all the dam. So you use two different mizrakis, metchila. First, the kohen had one kli to receive all the blood, and this kli got filled up to the top. Then he took another kli, and that kli also got filled up with blood. So now you have two kaises here, both of them could be used. That halacha is later the kohen only takes one kais, and he does all the avodas in one kais, that's all. And he even has some left over from this first cup. The shalom is, what's the halacha with the second cup of blood? Is that blood also called shirayim, leftover blood, that you also have to spill on the yisrael of the mizbeach, or not? So the man the yom zvachim says yes, that the second kais is also called shirayim. It is called shirayim, even though you don't use it. You're only using this first case, but the second case is also called shirayim. See, one of the Papa ones say it's no riot tower case though, because there it's better. There we're talking about both cases. You made a good Kabbalah Saddam, and you could use whichever one you want. The Kohen picked this one to use, but if he wanted to, he could have used the other one. So therefore, both bloods are called bloods that's roy to be used. So we say after you finish using part of it, the leftover it goes to the shirayim, it's called shirayim, goes on the yisrael of the mizbeach. But in our case here, we have your two cups of dam, the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and it's spilled off into a third cup. Now this third cup we're not going to use now, because that's not vadai blood, that's mixed up blood. We're only going to use these two. And if you want to, you're not supposed to use that case. So here it's worse. Maybe here the third curse is not called shirayim. It's not called like leftover blood, because that blood we're not going to use. When you have two kaiser that you could use either one you want, so even though you only picked to use one, the other one is called shirayim. But here it's worse. And again, that's what the papa's saying. Again, omer papa. That afidu leman diyom, even according to man diyom, it says in Zvachin, that kais echad, oisech haveri shirayim, like one cup, makes its friend the other cup. Shirayim, in other words, even though you use only one cup of blood, the second cup is called leftover blood, and your mitzvah is to spill it on the yisrael of mizbeach. Hani mili, when do we say that? Heichod di boy lemesiv matziyoyiv. Only if he has a choice. If he wanted to, he could have used either one of these two cups of blood he could have used to do this rikus with. Then we say both have a lach of shirayim. Aval hai, but in our case, di boy lemesiv le matziyoyiv. But in our case, this third cup of blood, since it's mixed up blood, even if you want to use it, we're not going to let you use it. Lai. So the leftover blood is not called shirayim, but rather it's called dichli, that the lacha should be, you have to throw it to the ama, and not to put it on the side of the zechachitzim. That's the shayla. So Mor says, Omalei Rafuna, bread Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. So Rafuna, bread Rav Yeshua, said that's Rav Papa. Other Rabba, say maybe just the opposite. Maybe like this, that afilu l'man diyomar, kois echod, even according to the other man diyom in the Gemara in Zvachim, that says no, even in the case when Metchila the Kohen received two cups of blood from the par, so really either one of them is kosher. Still we say, since you only use one cup, and the second cup you do not use at all, that cup is not called Shirayim. I'll tell you, maybe the Din of Shirayim is only Mamish, the leftover blood from the Kli that you used. So since there were two Kalim here, true, you could have used either one, but you picked one to use. So the one that you use, the leftover blood, is called Shirayim. That has the din. You have to spill it now after you get finished on the Mizbeach Hachitzayim. Mashenka in the second cup, since you never used it, it does not have a din Shirayim. Even according to Rambam Diyama. I'll say it like this. That's only when you had a choice about the matter. That metchila you were makabel two cups, two mizrakas full of dam, and now you had the choice to use one or the other. Who told you to pick this one over the other one? You did it. So by you choosing to use one cup of dam, you yourself are like throwing away the other dam. You yourself are saying the other one I'm not going to use. I'm only going to use this one. So that's worse. Then we say only the leftover blood from the one you used is called Shirayim, but the other one is not called Shirayim. The Dachi of Yodayim. Avol Heichad La Dachi V'dayim Lai. But in our case, what was the case here? That Metchila had the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Soyer. And now they spilled over by accident into a third Kli. Now the reason why you're not using the third Kli is not like you're pushing it away, is because Al Pi Halach you're not allowed to. Like if I would be allowed to, maybe I would use it. But Al Pi Halach I'm not allowed to use it. Because they got mixed up together. So therefore, the third Kli is not called Shirayim. Maybe the third Kli is called Shirayim. When do we say it's called Dichoi? That's where you have the choice to use one or the other, and you yourself throw away one Kli. One Kli you don't want to use. That's worse, maybe. But here, it's not considered you're throwing it away. I would want to use it. Just be Piyadin, I can't use it. So maybe that's not called Shirayim. So maybe that's part of the suffix now. Is it called Shirayim or isn't it called Shirayim? Yeah. Well, Rashi is a little bit better. Rashi says, "Avol hai." Rashi says, "Avol hai." Is that what the Gemara say? "Hani miglum dachi b'dayim." Avol ho, avol heichel dachi b'dayim loy. The Tanya, like, we learn like this: "Lamala weimer." By one pasuk that says, "Lamala weimer v'yes domoy yishpech." You're supposed to spill its blood. It doesn't say all the blood. It just says, "Es domoy yishpech." Rashi brings now the Tanya. See, we don't have this view. The Tanya now, and I will bring in a Rai. Rashi says the Tanya plukta the kais ois the chavera dichui ois shirayim. Terminu layela filon on the yama. Now we'll bring it down that machlokes we had. When you makabel two cups of blood, and you only use one cup of blood, is the second cup called dichui that you don't throw it on the mizbech, or is it called shirayim? You do throw it. What's the machlokes told in the Tanya? We learn like this. The pasuk says lomalo hu oimer v'yes domo yishpech. So Rashi says v'chates desoya nosi v'yes domo yishpech. That's what the Torah says. Just his blood should be spilled. Olamato hu oimer v'yes kol domo yishpech. Here it says the word kol. All the blood has to be spilled. So Rashi says over sirim siv. The first pasuk about the sirim, the goats. Olayk siv hocha kol. Olamato bechates yochid b'shirayim v'deik siv kol. When it talks about the chatis, it says the word kol. When it says about the carbon of the soya nosi, there it doesn't say the word kol. So what does it mean to teach us? Samar says, minayin lechatis, shekibul domo, the arba kaisis. How do we know when you shech the carbon chatis? And the kain was mekabul, the blood, in four different kaisis, four different cups. V'nosan mizeachas, or mizeachas. And he has to make four different zrikis by the chatis. So by each corner, he used another cup. So in such a case, how do I know? Shekudim nishpachim yisoid. He's here for sure, it's all called Shirayim. Because the mice of the Kohen used all four cups. So how do I know the leftover of the cup is called Shirayim? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, V'yes kol doma yishpach. All his blood should be spilled over. Yochel, I would have thought, Afilo nosan arba matonois meyachas mihen. What's going to be in the same case? That by Shah Shechita, the Kohen was mekabel four cups of blood. But the Meister, when the Kohen had to do the four Zerikis, he only used one cup. He used all four Zerikis from one cup. How do we know in such a case? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'yes doma yishpach. No, only this blood you have to spill has it in Shirayim. So we dashin, who nishpach liyisoid? The leftover blood from this case, from the one cup that you used, its leftover blood has a din of Shirayim, that you have to spill it now to the yisoid of the Mizbech HaChitzayin. V'hei nishpachim liyoma. But the other three cases that you did not use at all, that's called dichui, because you didn't use it. You like pushed it away, so you don't throw it to the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, but you throw it to the Yama, to the stream of water that goes through the Beis HaMikdash. So this is like the man Yom that says that kais makes chaveroi dichui. It doesn't make it shirayim, it makes it dichui. That's the Tanakhama. That's pshat two psukim. The yes kol dama yishpach means when you use all four cups. But when you only use one cup, then it's v'yes dama yishpach. Just the blood of this one cup that you have to spill on the mezbech chitzoin, but not the dam of the other three cups. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oymer, he says no. Reb Lezer Shimon says, minayin l'chatis. How do we know in a case when you have a korban chatis? Shekibul dama b'yar b'koisis. After the shechita, the kohen made a kabolo in four different cups. He had four different cups there, and he filled them all up with dam. V'nosan arba matonis miachas mihen. And b'shas the zrika, when he went around the mezbech on the four corners, he used only one cup. From one cup, he made his four zrikas. How do we know the din is shekulam nishpachim yisoid? We say all of them have a din of shirayim, like we say chaveroi kais echad nasa chaveroi shirayim. This was the first one we had before. They're all called shirayim. They all have a din to go to the yisoid. Talmudim, the pasuk says v'yes kol doma yishpach. All the blood has to be spilled. That's where Reb Lezer Shimon dashens. So even in a case when you only use one cup of blood, still we say the din is all of it has a din of shirayim. Shreti Gemara of Zoy, Ulareb Lezer Reb Shimon, Hoksiv Yes Domo Yishpach, the Posek's Mashmet says sometimes only some of the blood is spilled, not all the blood is spilled. Because according to you, Lechura, at all cases, all the blood has a din of shirayim. Like here, you use your Makavo four cups, and you only use one cup. Still, you're telling me the other three cups have a din shirayim. So where's the case of Yes Domoy? The rest does not have a din of shirayim? Rabashi, lemute shirayim shebetzava behema. It means to say the leftover blood that you wore in the kabul in the kli. Like the mosho, you made a shechita, and the blood started to gush out. So you filled up four cups of blood. True. That was a kabbalah. But there's still some blood left over in the tzavah, the neck of the animal, you wore in the kabul. So when that dam comes out later, falls on the floor, that dam has no din shirayim. That blood is not called leftover blood as rika. His avamin would be is, when you make that, when a dam comes out, all the dam that comes out of the animal is called leftover blood, and you have to spill it on the mizbeach. Kamashmala, no. You only have to spill on the mizbeach dam that you made a maisa kabbalah on, that you were makabla in the kli. But after you filled up your four cups, and now some blood kept on gushing out of the animal, that dam has no din shirayim. That dam stam goes to the yomah, stam you wash it away. So that's what the pasuk means. V'yes dama yishpoich. Sometimes you only have damai means only what you made a maisa kabbalah, and not what comes out by itself from the tzavah, from the neck of the animal. Yeah. So that's the machlokes before, if one makes shirayim or not. But our shayla, he wasn't pushed to the shayla. What's going to be the case when you have this third cup of blood from mixed up from the damana part of the damana soyer? Does it have a din shirayim? Does it have a din of dichui? That will not push to that shayla. So the moravaita. Then the Mishnah says, Iro dama par l'tech dama soyer. Now after we finish doing the avoidis in the heichol, with the dam of the par by itself, or the dam of the soyer by itself, now you mixed up the two mizrokis, and you add the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer together. So Gemara says, Tona tenan, our Mishnah goes, command the Yomar, ma'arvin l'kronis. That you have to be ma'arvin. When you make this rikis, the Rashi says, ma'arvin l'kronis means, ma'arvin dam par b'dam soyer, kishabol lite ma'atonis kronis, Now this is the third set of avoidis. There's one set of avoidis in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's the second set of avoidis in the Heichel. Now that you are doing towards the Preuches. Now the third set is you have to put the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPanim in the Heichel. So now our mission holds, how do you put the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer? You don't do it separately, but now you mix the two bloods together, and one time you put the four corners of the Mizbeach, you make like four Zrikas, each one has a dam and a par and a dam and a saw together. That's what our Mishnah holds, like this Tana holds. That command the Yama Ma'arvin Lekronis, the Yitma, because really it's a Machloikis, we learned like this. Rabbi Yashiyov, Rabbi Yonison, a Machloikis. Chadama one says Ma'arvin, like our Mishnah, you have to take a mix the two bloods together, and then you make the Zrika on the four corners of the Mizbeach Akanim. The Chadama one says, no, ain't Marvin. You don't mix up the dam. But again, even on the third set of Avoida, of putting the dam on the Mizbech HaPnim, you have to do two sets of Zrikis. One for the dam of the Par, one for the dam of the Soyim. So Mura says, this time I bring Uriah to Rabbi Yashi Yehudi Yom Marvin. He's the time like an Al Mishnah that says you do mix the two bloods together. And then you put it on Mizbech HaPnim. The Yom, because he says, Even though the Torah doesn't say mamish, yachtov together, command is still yachtov dami. It's as if the Torah said, put the two bloods now together, and then you put it on the mezbech apanim. So Mara says, no. If you want to say, maybe I'll miss the other Rav Yonasan, who shani yocha, here is different. The pasuk says achas. It says one. When it says achas, maybe here it means one, together. Like Rashi says, t'yachsiv achas. So here one is mashma together. So maybe here we have Narayah, it's Rav Yeshia, maybe it's Rav Yonasan here. That's also maskim here. The term means to put the dam of the pan and the dam of the sword together. Mar says, Shaniach of the Siv Achas. Mar says, Tanya de Loy Kishnuin. Now, Mar says, I'll bring your Raya, not like we learned until now. Rashi Ela Kamad, the Salka Daitach Mikoro, to Rabbi Yashu, the Yom Marvin. I'll bring your Raya to Havamina. The way we wanted to say Rabbi Yashu is the one Taka that says Marvin, he's supposed to mix his two bloods together. So the Postik says, Velokach Midam Apar, or Midam Asoyer. We're supposed to take the dam of the pan and the dam of the soy. What does the pasuk mean? She yomurovin, that they should be mixed up together. When you come to do now the third set of avoidah of putting the dam on the mezbech achit on the mezbech apnim, you have to first mix the two bloods together. She yomurovin. This is Rabbi Yashia. This is Rabbi Yashia's svara. So you see clearly, Rabbi Yashia is the one that's saying this. Rabbi Yonasan Amar. Rabbi Yonasan says not like that. He says Rabbi Yonasan Omer mizeh b'fnei atzmoi or mizeh b'fnei atzmoi. No, even on the mizbech apnim, you have to first make the four zrikis from the dam of the par, and then you do it from the dam of the soyer. Omalei Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Yashia said v'aloi kvar nemarachas. He has a kashya to Rabbi Yonasan. How could you say you do it separately, the dam of the par, the dam of the soyer? Either Torah says achas mashma together. Omalei Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says back. The Torah says that you have to take from the par and from the soyer. Mashmi, you have the two dams still separately. The Mar says, "Im kain, if so, lo manem rachas." So what does Rav Yonasan to do with the word achas? Loi malacha, tell us like this. Achas v'loishtayim midam par, and achas v'loishtayim midam soyer. One and not two from each one of them. That you only have to make one zrika, that's all. Just one zrika for the dam of the par and one zrika for the dam of the soyer. Tan yidach, another bright says like this. Velokach midam par midam soyer. That means she yumarovim zeh bezeh. It should be mixed up the two bloods together. At roimesh yumarovim, you're telling me now that like you just got finished saying the two bloods should be mixed up together, zeh bezeh, or yaina maybe not, maybe you have to make that zoyet, the zrika, on the mezbech apnim, each one separately. Talmud loim, the pasuk says achas. The stomach Rabbi Yashia, and the same price the stomach like Rabbi Yashia. So because like we're ending off, our Mishnah also holds like Rabbi Yashia is the one that says that when a dam and a pan, a dam and a son, a zech apnim has to be mixed up together. You have to mamish pour the two dams together, and then you make together one set of zrikis on the four corners of the zech apnim. Now that's what Rabbi Yonasan before said, that why does it say achas? So you can't teach it. He says achas v'loishtayim midam apar. And achas v'loishtayim midam asoyim. So see, the first Yishonim learns the pshat is that avadi you have to make four zrikis on the four corners of the mizbeach. It just means to say when you come to each corner, don't like make two zrikis there of the dam apar and two of the dam asoyim, but rather just make one of the dam apar and one of the dam of the soyer. That's what achas means. But in achram you have to make each one separately. So the first Yishonim asks the chura pshita avadi don't have to mix, don't have to make two. Like what's the havim to make two? So he gives the teretz. I call upon that shot here, that you just have to make one zrik at each corner. But then each corner taka needs a zrikum from the dam apar and the dam of the soyer. According to the mandiyama, they were not mixed up together. But according to Rabbi Yashia, that holds it was mixed up together, so nechnami, there's only one zrika at each one of the four corners. Now this they speak out, this is the machlokes here only by mixing up the dam to put it on the four corners of the mezbeach. But that we'll see later, this mitzvah to put it seven times on top of the mizbeach, on that everybody holds. You had to mix up the two bloods together, the dam apar and the dam asoyer together. All right, this we'll see later on. All right, we'll stop here.